Hey, podcast peoples, it's Liz Berg here with you for another podcast. I'm sorry I missed last week. I'm sorry. Don't hurt me. But this week I've got a special long podcast for you with a live set of music from the band Viva L'American Death Ray Music, or Vlad Ram, if you prefer. They're kind of a garagey, glammy group, originally from Memphis, and the members are now geographically separated. They've been in bands like Golden Triangle, Polyphonic Spree, The Limes, and others. But they were back here in the New York City area last week to celebrate the release of their new record, Miles of Smiles, Towns of Frowns, and that's on the Mexican Summer label. I think if you dig Roxy Music, The Fall, even Chrome, in some ways, you're going to like this band. They played a few shows in the New York City area and aren't sure when they're going to be back on the scene with more shows, but seems like they tend to flock to Europe at any given chance, so you might be more likely to see them live there. Viva L'American Death Ray Music. Thanks to Mark Koch for engineering this set. We'll get going in a second, but I did want to tell you about a special thing that's going on in WFMU land. A little distraction that probably prevented me from doing a podcast last week. We're going to be taking pledges over the air on Wednesday, December 8th, 11 a.m. to noon. We'll be taking pledges to send station manager Ken aloft with helium balloons. That's right. Ken's going to be out in the WFMU parking lot here in Jersey City next Wednesday, December 8th. And for every $1,000 we raise, we're going to fill up a giant helium balloon and tie it to a lawn chair that Ken's sitting in. So if we're successful, Ken will lift off by the end of our little one-hour fundraising thing. We're going to be doing a live video feed of the whole shebang. So check for links at WFMU.org on Wednesday, December 8th. I think the pregame show starts at 9 a.m. There's a funny little trailer that Ken made for the event on YouTube. You can find that at WFMU.org or on WFMU's blog. Please consider pledging at the end of 2010 here. We've got a brand new t-shirt and a baseball cap that we're giving out. You can pledge online at WFMU.org/Mara. All right, let's get on with today's podcast, Viva L'American Death Ray Music. We'll be right back.
I don't do nothing. 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 I don The Strangler.
Viva L'American Death Ray Music. Thank you so much for coming to WFMU, playing live on the show. It's so kind of strange to hear you guys back at it after sort of a break, I guess.
Well,
there's
never been a break. We just keep doing it, but we don't play in the States very often.
Ah, okay.
I think we get up here once every couple years, something like that.
And you guys just got back from Europe, and you're celebrating a new record release, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of the record?
Miles of Smiles, Towns of Frowns.
And the label?
It's Mexican Summer. They did an EP, Behold the Pale Horse, in the spring, I think. And then the full length was done in the meantime, I guess.
Very cool. Now, you guys know each other, well, a few of you from back in the day from Memphis, mm-hmm. and that's where the band started. Do you want to kind of tell us a little bit about how the band evolved? Because you've been around for a little while.
Yeah, there's been many evolving moments. I suppose I've known Jeff since, prior to me moving to Memphis in the mid-90s. And then I was asked to join 68 Comeback, and Jeff was in the band at that time too. And so we both were in that band sort of in its final stages, I think, the last couple records. Memphis is very small in some ways, like in the scene. It tends to be pretty inbred, and so people generally came up and played in bands that were established by Memphis standards. Vlad Ram being one of those bands, we had many members that would go through and then join other bands. And for a long time, it was our sister band was Lost Sounds, and we would literally constantly be fighting over members.
Lost Sounds is such a great band too, though.
Yeah, I know. We had the same drummer for a long time, and then although Jay was always fairly competitive, so there was definitely this kind of vibe sometimes. But we were all friends, so in a pinch, I think we filled in for each other's bands when members, like Jay played guitar for me when I broke my hand and stuff like that. So it's, yeah, it comes from that background. So we've had many members. I'd say the lineup was, for the most part, it's become flexible, but at the same time, it's core. Jeff has been playing with me now for, since the war started? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, seven, eight years.
Yeah. And then Harlan T. Bobo, he started playing bass in the band in 99, I think. And at one time, it was like we've had as many as six members in the band and three-piece, four-piece. Different members sometimes come back. We had Brendan, the Cream Dream Blues, the song we did, is actually his, that he does under the name Teledildonics 5000, which is, he does all DIY home recording stuff. That's kind of the background we all come from, is a lot of that, basically. That's a very, DIY scene, group of people we all play with and stuff like that. I've lived here in New York City, or New York City areas, for the last 5 years, and that's where I met Kunal. Kunal plays sort of, what would you call it?
Bass,
artificial
bass,
guitar, artificial bass sounds, organ sounds, and guitar stuff. And he plays with me with a friend of ours. Karen has a sort of improv, semi-improv conceptual group in called One Year Band, and that's where I first started playing with him. And when we had this tour coming up, we realized Harlan had a baby and couldn't go out on the road, and Brendan couldn't make it, so we were trying to figure out the most economical way of doing it, and that's how we figured that out, and it worked pretty well. It's gelled pretty well this way. So I don't know which how many changes that makes at this point. I'm probably well over 15 lineup changes,
You've still got a long way to go to meet Marky Smith.
Yeah, I think you'll need to.
I get more violent. Maybe drink more.
Yeah. There you go. Kick somebody out once a week.
Yeah.
Once a show.
At least you're nice about it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any shows coming up?
Well, for anyone that has a time machine that might be listening to the show, we're playing Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. Zebulon. So
Wednesday the 24th, the coordinates.
The coordinates to, well, there's not a wormhole near Wythe and Metropolitan. I think there's one just like on 6, kind of close to the subway stop.
Yeah, it's a little.
It's a time wormhole there, and I don't know. They're always working on it, so you might be able to get through in the past and see the show. If so, you know.
Fire up the flux capacitor.
Yeah, bring us a newspaper.
Yeah.
So tell me about the other music projects you guys are involved in, because I know there are many.
Well, Jeff.
The most recent would be Cause for Applause, CFA, that was inhabited New York for a few years.
For a while, Brooklyn band, bass band. Yeah.
Jack Martin, guitarist.
Dave
Wofford. Jack is probably best known for the Knoxville Girls, mm-hmm. Kid Congo's guitarist for a while. David Wofford was in the Bogs for a while. It's a pretty interesting band. Kind of a Voidoids meets Birthday Party. So that's the most recent thing other than Viva l'American Death Ray.
I mean, this band has been a constant thing for me, but obviously we all live in different places. Helped start Golden Triangle. No longer play in that band, but play drums with a girl named Delila in a band called Other Crimes, and one-year band. You know, I occasionally fill in a lot for other bands. I mainly play drums in New York, which is really weird. Well, not that weird. I came up kind of deciding that that's what I needed to work on. So I got up here and it was sort of like a fresh start. No one really knew necessarily that I played guitar, at least the people I was meeting. So
you started a second life as a drummer.
Yeah, and I played drums in Memphis, but it was just, I was sort of a secret drummer there. And I played drums in the Limes and it started happening. And then once you get known, since there's not a whole lot of drummers in any given community, you basically...
You're it, man.
Yeah, you get in. you get asked a lot to play.
What's your strangest drumming story? Will you incriminate somebody?
Oh, if you don't remember, I remember one. You can tell about years ago. I think it was Los Diablos del Sol or one of those bands where you fell off the riser. And instead of getting back up and picking your sticks up, you grabbed a comb out of your pocket.
Oh, that was when I was very young. No, it was a band called Radar Dolls that we formed just a tour. My drums fell apart, completely apart while playing, and I had nothing to do but, I guess, comb my hair at the moment. That became a signature thing that I didn't do ever regularly or anything, or just, I don't know if it even happened again, but just something I became known for in Iowa City. That's where I'm from, but... Me and probably the oddest one was at a Christmas party, and me and Bruno, homosexual, playing drums together.
Oh man, he's a riot.
Yeah, and I think we at first it was pretty good, and then I think we drove everybody out of the whole room, but kept playing because we were having fun, you know, whatever. So that was probably the strangest one. Kunal, you have Maury and Mush Mush.
Maury and Mush Mush, which is, I guess, now a long-distance relationship with my friend Sigmund. He lives in Beijing now.
Well, how did the Europe tour go? Was that fun? Did you come across anything crazy?
Some pretty interesting characters. Switzerland is always pretty much the best, and this last time we played at our friend's place, before he got a place in Neuchâtel, it's like this Nexus waterfall by a lake. This really like sort of modernist restaurant, square restaurant out shooting over the cliff with taxidermy chickens all over the wall.
Yeah,
I remember.
It was almost like a really swank moose lodge with a really great view.
A really good view.
Water.
And then
you played on a cliff with stuffed chickens. Modernist
stuffed chickens.
It was like a moose head or something on the wall as well. It was something strange like that.
It was a... But it was funny because it's a very fancy restaurant, and it was for our friend's birthday, and he organized it, and the chef there made, you know, it was like one of those places that they serve you really large plates with a very small portion of food.
Mm-hmm. And fancy.
I asked for pepper.
Pepper.
The guy didn't. The chef said, "No, you're not allowed to have pepper on this."
Very fancy.
He was like, "No.
No pepper.
Eat it." this is how it's supposed to be. I was like, okay, no problem. No pepper needed. We are going during a time which I don't think most Americans realize they're going through. A good portion of Europe is going through a bit of strife. People have a tendency to take more to the streets than they would here. So I think we lost some shows in Spain due to rioting. From what I understand, it was pretty amazing. I mean, it was really hard to drive and organize and get through it as a band. But it was pretty amazing that, if you could imagine, it was like casual marching to where I think everybody at some point marched, you know, like it would be like, in between work and this time I'll march for a while. And so it was pretty much massive shutdowns of most transportation, businesses. Some businesses would be open for a while and then they'd close for a while to go march. And it's a very, good approach to public disobedience, you know, like have everyone just put in a shift and not have to, you know, full day at the march and, you know.
Yeah, it's very different from the U.S.
Well, yeah, you know, it's like...
I mean, we don't really march too often here.
No, and then it's always like, everyone, just a particular sort of group of society doing it and then just getting their heads cracked, you know, and then, it took a while for there to be any... Well, it was really unusual because certain papers in France called it riots and other papers were like, no, marches. And what we saw were people with balloons walking. So I don't... But the other end of the spectrum was we were also seeing the most insanely outfitted gendarmes. I think it's like a James Caan version of Rollerball.
Is there any music that you guys have been listening to lately that's been kind of exciting to you?
I always like the Intelligents, and they just had a new record come out called Males. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
There's a really great band that we played with in Zurich called Phi Baba and the Love Seekers.
Yeah, they were really, really, really good.
Phi Baba and the Love Seekers.
Yeah.
Cool.
They're trying to move here. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's coming to town soon.
Yeah, they're really, really, really good. It's something, I don't know, they remind me like a mix with a big star and the OCs or something like that. Yeah.
Sounds like a winner.
Yeah, it was pretty natural sounding. There was I consistently rate it as my favorite record every year, as if I'm just hoping to get it back into circulation of being, you know, I think I put it on a list for last year, even though it's from a few years ago, thereby illegal to do so. But it is the one recorded here, the Rebel. Live at WFMU one. It's a great, great record. Constantly worth listening to again and again.
Thanks. Yeah, the Rebel played on Brian Turner's show a couple years ago. Yeah, it's and really released good. It as a record, and it is quite good.
You would not know it was just, you know, like in the studio live type of record either. They can always bring a variety of good African stuff for us to hear. Which is he studied in Mali, or is it
yeah.
West Mali?
In Mali,
studying guitar there. Who did you play with mainly?
I played with this guy Papis Djibate and his dad Zani. His dad's like, I think he's in his 50s or so, and he has worked for the National Ballet since independence. Basically, he joined when he was about 12 years old as like an acrobat and drummer, and then ended up starting a band in the late 60s with a bunch of the other musicians there, and started playing electric guitar and drum. I mean, he can play any instrument, and can also, he's like 60 years old and can throw backflips like like a really impressive person to learn from, and really like humbling to play.
Wow.
Sounds like a personal hero.
that's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's another thing that Nick turned us on to as well. Guitar players of Botswana.
Oh yeah.
Ronnie
from Botswana.
Some of the happiest music ever.
Yeah, that and some really great guitar. If you look it up, some guy's just been documenting lots of Botswana guitar music on, yeah, he has a YouTube channel. I can't think of his name right now, but if you look up Botswana, I think Ronnie in the search, you'll see really, really it's generally pretty happy music, but also there's a overhand style playing that they do. It's really amazing to watch, and highly recommended. Always good if you're having like a bad day, just watch that like twice. The doctor has prescribed it. Just watch that twice.
Or watch Chico Marx playing piano.
That's a good one too. Yes. Yeah.
Chico Marx playing piano.
Yes. Yeah, we did that on some of the more gray days on tour. We just load up the same clip of Chico Marx on Night at the Opera playing, doing his little pistolero type piano style. And that's always really great to watch. And then, it's just little uplifting clips to remind you.
The simple pleasure.
The simple remind you of that life is happening right now, even though it's on a video that's 70 years old. This heat's been really, I think we listened to that. We didn't really have many CDs, and halfway through the tour, we bought some sort of thing to put, a CD player or an iPod through the radio. But so we tended to hear the same stuff. But I think we had this Heat CD. And
this Heat was on repeat.
Yeah. It was repeat on repeat, I believe. Yeah. It was This Heat repeat on repeat. I find it always very positive and inspiring to pull out Noel Coward records. And I have the highly recommended is the Noel Coward album, which came out after he had a brief comeback playing in Vegas, and he made another record, which has one of the best covers. It's a fairly aged Noel Coward looking pretty happy in a purple coat in the front, and maybe a little tipsy as well. I'm not sure, but it's really, really great picture.
Where can people find you guys online?
You can go to sangrelibra.com, which is my label, but what's available there is actually, I don't have much available, and I haven't updated it, so I'm advertising
you're there,
right
but you're
now.
Not there.
I'm there, yeah. It's like, you can go there, you can probably order what I still have up, and it's getting down to the nitty-gritty, and I need to re-update that. But also, we exist under Vlad Ram. We find that the long title, we've been trying to slowly coerce people to take up the abbreviations of the name, so we don't have to keep going. What's the name of your band? Viva L'American Death Remix. It's just Vlad Ram. I think it's just Vlad Ram at Facebook. That's tending to be more updated than anything else that we have. We are very, I guess partly lazy and I just don't.
Overwhelmed with the modern digital options available to you?
Yeah. I'm not a Luddite by any means. I don't find much satisfaction in posting so much stuff on the internet. I'm really trying to fight back against the tide of knowing everything about every band by leaving a sense of mystery by just leaving stuff out lazily. so that you have to kind of figure it out. And so, I feel like that, I think people are, I don't know if consciously or not, but just moving towards that, and more people are seeking that out, I think, because there is a sense of mystery with it. And
do you have anything else that you want to share with the radio audiences?
Big ups to all our friends that come and still support us and buy our records. Keep buying them. We'll see you at some undisclosed time, location, maybe.
Keeping up the mystery.
Yeah.
Thanks again for coming to WFMU. It was really fun.
Thanks, Liz.